and welcome to Around the Table. I'm your host, Bryce Tinson. Over, how are we doing today?
We're doing really good. Doing really good.
How really good? God.
Why
damn
would
it,
you?
Bryce.
Why? Why did you do that?
So that you could do your buttons.
Oh, yeah, I am.
That's
doing,
why.
I am doing really good. The Browns loss did take a lot out of me, though. I'm not gonna lie. It took a ton out of me. But that's okay. Hey, you know what? You gotta recover. You know? You gotta move on.
Mike, how are you? Terrible. Mike, why are you
Mike's
terrible?
20 years old, everyone. It was his birthday on Saturday.
Everybody say happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to Mike.
We can cut it now. We don't have to sing the whole thing.
He said he wanted us.
We don't have to sing the
whole thing. Dear Michael, happy birthday to you.
Mike, you want to finish what you were saying?
I was going to say, if you want to talk
on Channel 4 and a big fat lady on Channel 80 and all the rest on PBS.
The way I could describe how this weekend went, right, is like I'm Deontay Wilder, and this weekend was Tyson Fury.
Damn.
I was just getting pounded on the entire time, hook after hook, knockdown. But you know what? I didn't get back up.
It's a new day.
Dang, Mike.
It's
a new week.
I thought he was going to spin it in a positive way. I was like, I didn't
Mike
get back up.
Mike being positive?
Yeah.
No. I could have said I was Tyson Fury and got knocked down twice and stood back up each time. But nope, Deontay Wilder.
Mike,
I
nobody
got KO'd.
Gives a fuck about boxing. Tell the truth.
Hey, you know what? From what I heard,
and it should be banned.
That's tough. Okay, we got a big show.
Yeah,
not a big show. Regular show. Regular Tuesday show. NFL takeaways first. College football takeaways second. Very, very fun weekend of football.
Yeah.
Very fun weekend. Obert.
Yeah.
Do you want to start with your takeaways, or should I?
I can start. I'll absolutely start.
NFL first.
Yeah, NFL first. I want to put this delicately, and I mean no hate when I say this, but Brian Kelly needs to come out and execute Mason Crosby. He needs to execute
him. But
he
hit the game-winning field goal.
Yeah, and I hate this, too. Let me say this, if I may. And I know that's not for the show, but let me say this. Mason Crosby redeems himself with 3 missed kicks. If I am a Packers front office member or coach or special teams, whatever, and Mason Crosby's jotting off the field after he hit the game-winning kick, I'm like, don't look at me. Don't talk to me. We're not friends. I'm not friends with you. Shut the fuck up. I hate you. That's what I'm saying to Mason Crosby.
Okay, but he won the
game. He didn't redeem himself. No, he didn't.
He won the game.
He should have won the game an hour and a half ago.
He ended up
winning.
He
played like buns. Oh, my God. He was so bad. It was embarrassing.
If McPherson comes down, drills one of his kicks, I think his name's like Evan McPherson or something like that.
That's it. His were... One more challenge.
If he drills one of those, then it's like, okay, Mason, now you're... But Mason hit the game winner.
No, he's still executed. I am still chopping his head off at midfield in front of a, you know, roaring crowd. It's like Gladiator.
Aggressive.
You know what I mean? Thumbs up or thumbs down the cross. Ah, thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up.
Do they ever say thumbs down?
Thumbs down, dead. Pfft, chop his head off.
The crowd's always thumbs down. They want to see the death.
Yeah.
Well, okay, but maybe they love Mason Crosby or something.
Why would they love Mason Crosby?
I don't know.
You just almost lost a game like 3 times. And...
But you won.
I don't know.
Got that dub in the end.
So thumbs up. Chop head off. Boom. And then I hold up the head. Okay, that was too far. I'd like to apologize to Mason Crosby. But
he still won them the game.
But that was unacceptable. He's off my football team. He's cut. He won them the game. He's cut.
He hit 27 straight.
Not acceptable. Not acceptable. You missed 3 short field goals. You're off my football team. Sorry.
But he hit 27 straight.
Goodness. Gray haired.
No? Okay.
Stupid gray hair. I hate his gray hair. I'll tell you that much. You go.
You can't keep getting away with this.
I hate the Lions. I hate the Lions. I hate the Lions. I feel like.
I love the Lions.
I feel like
they're losing.
I feel like they do this to me 4 times a year. It's one of these games. It's like,
that seems low. God.
Well,
yeah.
No, because we're only in a handful of games every year.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we're 5 games in and it's happened twice. And that 49ers game ripped your heart out of your chest too, I'm sure.
Yeah.
It's been a tough year.
The Lions did it again. They somehow managed to lose a game 19-17 off of a 50-plus yard field goal. The first team to do so twice in a season in NFL history. Wow, another stat the Lions can add to their fucking hell, man. It's unreal.
It's a sad day to be a Lions fan.
Another issue. We did it again. We did it again. Now, it was a miracle that we were even winning that game at the point that we were. I mean, that fumble was huge. We get the touchdown. We get the 2-point conversion.
And you think, oh, it's final. We did it. Yes, you did. You were excited.
I was excited. And then you know what I said? I said, I'm not going to get my hopes up. You want to know why?
Were you devastated, though, after the kick? Were you not devastated?
Absolutely was. Because
so you got your hopes up a little bit.
No.
You did.
No, because it's just like, how many times can this happen? How many times can this happen to me? And it can happen a billion, trillion, million more times.
100 billion.
You want to know what we did again? We ran a three-man pressure. Oh. We rushed three. We rushed three again.
Didn't learn the lesson.
After it cost us against the Ravens, we do it again.
Didn't.
And when will they send? Again.
When will they send a fourth?
I mean, this is just...
Or 11.
Adds on to the
send
list.
Send eight. I'd send eight. Why not?
It just adds on to the list of the laundry list of times we've lost games in stupid ways. It's the curse of Bobby Lane. It's never going to go away. Lions will never, ever, 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 ever be good enough to win a Super Bowl ever in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Ever. Good. Why, Mike?
Why do you want to see your boy feel pain? Why do you want that?
Because then you could hop over to the Browns bandwagon.
I'm never going to hop over to the Browns bandwagon. I'm not going to abandon my team. I'm not going to abandon my team like that.
You're a part-time Ohio resident. You might as well pick the Browns.
Yeah.
No.
I think it's still allowed, right?
Yeah.
It's still allowed. You're not a bandwagon.
I'll give you a free pass.
No.
Yeah, we'll give you a free pass.
I'm sticking with my teams.
Okay. Hey, that's honorable.
Your teams that are like...
Yep.
I pay respect to you.
Yep, they have a combined... Five wins. No, four wins.
Drop Jacksonville at least.
Nope.
Tough.
Unless they don't fire Urban after this year. if they don't fire him, I might have to consider
after
it.
After this week.
My second takeaway is Patrick Mahomes is getting what he deserves this year. And that means he's getting absolutely shit on. And he deserves it. He throws into these awful windows. He throws terrible passes. He throws some bad balls, some boneheaded mistakes. They don't get picked off. I mean, he led the league, I think, what was it, and dropped picks last year. Like, and it's not happening this year.
Pretty sure it was like 20-something drop picks.
Yeah,
it was insane.
Yeah. Yeah, it's unbelievable. I mean, he has two picks today, or yesterday, or 2 days ago, sorry. I forgot it's Tuesday. And, you know, yeah. And they lose by 18. And that's really what he deserves this year. That's what he deserves, all right? He's not this. He's a average starting quarterback, okay? The hype train is ending now. The Chiefs are frauds. Andy Reid is a fraud. And the Chiefs suck. And Patrick Mahomes sucks. Okay, so he's getting what he deserves this year, and he's getting exposed. And I'm sick and tired of it. And it's ending now, right now. Yeah.
Why do you hate Patrick Mahomes?
I hate him!
Because he's a bitch.
All right, I'll take back half of what I said. He's still a great quarterback.
Okay.
He's getting more of what he deserves this year. Throw more picks and not win as many MVPs. Still MVPs away from Kyler Murray. You go.
He hasn't stolen any from Kyler Murray.
You go.
My second takeaway is James Robinson is a dog.
Shut up.
And if you don't know who James Robinson, he's the Jacksonville Jaguars quarterback, or not quarterback, running back. That was a little bit of a misstep by me.
Wrong with you?
Are you okay?
Who let the dogs out?
Because I was thinking about my next point. So this guy, James Robinson, he was the first undrafted rookie. To ever rush for 1,000 yards in the NFL.
Had it ever been done before?
He was the first.
No, it had not. He was the first.
And so this new stupid guy comes into the Jaguars organization. I don't think he deserves any
Urban
recognition
Meyer?
Or name recognition at all.
Urban.
He's a stupid...
grinded on by 23.
He's a stupid asshole, scumbag, 23? Scum of the earth, idiot, dumbass. He comes in and uses a first-round draft pick on another running back for whatever reason.
But he's got a mad game, though. He does have a mad game.
I don't know who you're talking about. I don't know who you're talking about.
Spitting on those Ohio State girls.
And, you know, to add insult to injury, on top of drafting that first-round running back when he didn't need to, when a running back is the position that you can afford undrafted rookie, you don't need to spend a first-round pick, that rookie gets hurt. Travis Etienne. He gets hurt before the season even starts, during training camp. And then James Robinson, guess what? This guy uses Carlos Hyde more than James Robinson. This stupid, I feel like he doesn't understand football. I feel like this guy doesn't understand football.
I don't even know who you're talking about.
Whoever is the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars.
It's Urban Meyer.
I don't think it is.
It's a good old faithful Urban Meyer.
So he doesn't give James Robinson the ball at all.
for the and first so, 2 weeks.
And so week three, he finally gives him the ball. It's like, okay, yeah. And guess what? Made some plays. Week four, does it again. Week five, James Robinson becomes the first Jacksonville Jaguars running back.
God bless me.
Well, I was in the middle of a monologue.
Okay, sorry.
And you just interrupted by sneezing. The first Jacksonville Jaguars running back to rush for more than 100 yards in the first half since 2006. Why did you do that?
I didn't do anything. What did I do?
You sneezed and then you wiped the mic on your nose.
No. I was itching
my
nose.
Are you kidding me? What are you doing? Oberg, share these mics.
That's itching. I was itching them. I was itching.
You have another hand.
Can we please?
Oberg, stop
that's
it.
That's what I was doing. Feel my nose right now.
Stop it.
My nose isn't
stop
wet.
Stop it.
Feel
Bryce,
my
do
nose.
You have tape?
We're going to need
to. We need to mark this.
Feel my nose.
Stop.
My nose is dry right now.
Can you let me do this?
My nose is dry.
Can you let me do my monologue?
I wasn't wiping my nose. I was itching my nose. I'll do it again. See, look.
I'm going to mute you for the rest of the show, and it'll just be me and Mike, and he'll
take
your takeaways.
Will you at least read my takeaways?
Mike will read your takeaways.
I'll readjust them.
So you heard that stat. Did you even hear that stat?
2006.
What?
100 yards
what
in the
was
first
the stat?
Half, I think.
Okay, Mike got it. You didn't know it. You didn't know it. Your face said
that.
You didn't know it.
I knew that.
Guess what happened the rest of the game? This stupid offensive
play. Because they were down.
He got the ball 6 times the rest of the game. 6 times.
Because they were down.
I didn't realize it was time for stupidity. What do you mean?
They had to throw the ball a little bit more.
Get the only guy that's making plays the ball. How about that? Huh?
Yeah, they shouldn't have.
God, this coach is so dumb. He's so dumb. He doesn't understand football.
Listen,
your guy's hot, give him the ball.
I'm trying.
The Jaguars are the first team in the Super Bowl era to have not made a field goal through the first 5 games of the season. You want to know what that means? It means, one,
I kind
of
like that.
The very few times that they make it to the red zone.
They're going for touchdowns. They're going for 6.
They score touchdowns.
Love it.
The only problem is they're making it that far, maybe 15% of their drives. So there's that.
You hate it when your team's kick field goals.
One reporter asked this stupid guy about James Robinson's usage, and he said he didn't realize that he had half the number of touches in the second half than the first, even though James Robinson was running all over the Titans' defense. The Jaguars are now 0-5, and Urban Meyer's solution, I name dropped him, dang it, his solution is to simply do something that the NFL teams have done 33 times in 52 years, which is to throw for 250 yards and run for 250 yards. And he wants to do that with Carlos Hyde instead of James Robinson because he refuses. On that, there was a 4th and goal. There was a 4th and goal.
James Robinson doesn't score there, with all due respect. Nobody scores there.
There was a 4th and goal, and Urban Meyer, this is a crucial, crucial, crucial down, and Urban Meyer has the audacity to put in freaking Carlos Hyde.
Carlos Hyde didn't stand a chance, but I don't think anybody else did, with all due respect.
James Robinson would have scored that.
Terrible play.
James Robinson would have scored.
They had no hole.
James Robinson would have scored.
The contact was made by like 3 defenders at the 2.
I'm sorry for beating this horse to death, but he should be fired. He is not a good coach.
Or a good person.
He sucks.
I have sources that say he's at least...
You go.
A good person.
You go. This is pissing me off.
Urban's a good person.
He's a terrible head coach. That's my third takeaway. He should be fired.
That's my third takeaway.
Give me your third takeaway.
Yeah, she said that the reason why she went for him is because she got lost in his eyes and he gave her some hard candy or something. I don't know. This is a tough one. I'd like to apologize. There's no other way to put this. I was wrong about the Raiders. I said that they were a better version of the, 2002 Buccaneers?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wrong.
How wrong were you?
I was wrong. They lost to the Bears.
How wrong?
Who are poopy.
How wrong?
And,
they lost to Matt Nagy.
Yeah, they did. And again, it was because of the Bears' defense, and the Raiders' offense couldn't do shit.
Isn't John Gruden an offensive guy?
Yeah, he is. So, I'm saying Matt Nagy didn't do shit.
No.
The Raiders.
But you think John Gruden's the third best head coach in the NFL.
Can I explain this? It's my takeaway. Can I explain this?
You interrupted me so many times.
I've heard from my sources, people who actually watch the game, I didn't because I was watching the Browns game, that the refs were terrible for the Raiders. That's what I heard. I heard that. Raiders fans on Twitter. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure that's every fan on Twitter.
And I heard that they turned the ball over some, and that's not good either. and they could have scored 35 if they had wanted to, but they didn't want to. And it's a matter of want, and that's on John Gruden, and I don't think they're a great team this year. I don't. I think they're... Tough.
It's a little earlier than
I think they're a 10-7 team. I don't think they're the second-best team in football, and they didn't make my top 10 this
week.
You think
they're a 10-7 team?
I think they're a 10-7 team.
I think they're 8-9.
It's okay. I think they're...
I would have said 8-8 if it was a 16-game season, but I'd rather give them a loss than a win.
I think they go 10-7. It's going to be just not what I expected, and I was wrong. I'll admit it. Okay. And
that's big of you.
It's tough for me to admit it. Congratulations. But I was wrong.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Okay, my next takeaway is that the UK should take us to war. Yeah, World War III needs to happen.
I know where that's going.
This, I mean,
they could try it.
2 weeks in a row.
I
want to
fight me some Brits.
So Roger Goodell's got grand plans to, you know, expand the NFL into Europe, and then he gives them the Falcons and Jets, and then the next week proceeds to give them the Dolphins and Jaguars. Yeah. What are we doing, Roger?
Could I defend him for a quick second?
No. Okay, you could try.
He thought the Dolphins were going to be better than they were. He thought the Falcons were going to be better than they were, maybe.
No.
I mean, people were saying like 8-9 for the Falcons, and you know,
I still
11-6 for the Dolphins, but obviously that wasn't right. They both suck. It was a gamble, and it didn't pay off.
I knew the Falcons were going to be bad. I knew the Jets were going to be bad. So that game, tough. I thought the Dolphins were going to be like an 8-win team. I thought the Jags were going to win 6 games.
No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did.
With Urban,
I thought that Urban Meyer was actually a good coach. I was wrong about that. I thought he was. But yeah, the UK should take us to war. This is acts of war by the United States, not the government, but by Roger Goodell and the NFL. We're letting them down. I feel bad for them that they are subject, that the only games they can watch are this, unless they have some illegal streaming service.
I mean, theoretically, we don't have to play any game over there.
I'd be okay with that too.
But I mean, UK wouldn't take us to war over that, would they?
Yes.
Oh, there you go. All right, you know what? I'm in. Let's do it.
At least it wasn't like the worst game. It was a decent game still.
Yes, it's true. Kind of exciting. Kyle Pitts, first touchdown.
But
Kyle
it wasn't
Pitts.
Good football.
No.
Yeah, but
it wasn't high quality. It's okay. Fourth takeaway. Sammy D. He played like shit again. And he needs to apologize. That's number one. He definitely needs to apologize. He needs to come on air and say, yeah, I apologize. I played like absolute doo-doo. Also, he's holding the Panthers back. I mean, he is. If you watch that game, defense played electric. DJ Moore gets wide open a few times. Mm-hmm. And plays couldn't be made because Sam Darnold was playing like doo-doo. And he's holding them back.
I do have a question,
and they could be a 10-win, 11, 12-win team, but Sammy D's playing like...
I have a question. Who's the other option? Like, that's just my...
There is no other option. Okay. I wouldn't put anybody... I'm just saying... Like, you know, baseball does wins above replacement.
Oh.
He's negative like 2.
Oh, right, okay.
He's negative 2.
But there's no answer. You just have to stick with him. I hope he turns
the problem around. Is wins above replacement assumes you've got a good replacement. Or at least a average level replacement. And I don't know if they do. So
my guess is no.
I'll tell you exactly what you do. You trade for Taysom Hill. Oh, he's injured. But
why would you trade for a glorified...
Because he could do it all.
Because he's a glorified
running back.
He's one of my guys.
You want a tight end? You got Taysom
Hill. He's a top 20 quarterback.
He is a
top 15.
He is a
top 10. Okay, I take that back. Top 15.
I would take Tua over Taysom.
Oh,
there's my Tua line.
He's an athlete. He's not.
He's an athlete.
Exactly.
He's an athlete.
That's why.
He's the number one ranked athlete.
That's why he's a glorified gadget player.
No, he's.
But he can do it all.
Because he's an okay gadget player.
He's insane. He's a great gadget player.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is.
He's not a great gadget player.
No,
he's like a top 5.
Cordarrelle Patterson's a great
running back. A top 5 quarterback.
Rondale Moore. Yeah.
But yeah, he's holding him back. And I don't know what the answer is, but you got to come up with an answer. And he's not going to get the job done for him.
He will. He'll turn it around. Goalposts.
He's played like buns.
The entire season?
Half the season.
There you go.
First half.
It's been 5 games. Obert, chill the crap out, bud.
I just want the same energy that Baker got that Sam Darnold is. Or I want Sam Darnold to have the same energy that Baker got. And maybe it's because Baker's more are actually entertaining. And Sammy D just goes to the podium and is like, yeah, tough loss.
I don't know why you're trying.
So he doesn't get any attention, but I'm frustrated with it. I am.
Why? Why are you trying to compare the two?
Because Colin Cowherd does.
Yeah. Then don't listen to Colin Cowherd anymore.
I can't. I'm hooked. You go.
Okay. The goalposts were moving on Sunday. That's the only explanation. We've had more missed kicks than I've ever seen in my life. I think there was 11 missed extra points.
Seven in the first quarter of the opening games.
And then you get...
How about that?
And then you go and watch one of the worst, best games I've ever seen in the Packers-Bengals game. I think it was 4 missed kicks, right? Or 5 missed kicks, yeah. Something like that, in the last, like, I think it was what, 3 or 4 minutes?
Mason Crosby missed 3 in a row, and the
McPherson missed 2.
Missed 2.
It was... I won't be able to do that game justice by explaining it. You have to go and watch it. It was
I'll explain brutal. It. Mason Crosby needs to be executed.
Okay. Great job.
Yeah.
Great job.
Thank you. Yeah, that's
but
it.
Really, he's really
it was firm on that. It was point. Tough. I mean, the Chargers kicker, he missed 2 extra points, too.
He did.
Unreal.
He did. My fifth one, and we already talked about this, but Bryce deserves an apology from his teams. He does. I want HCMCDC. To come down right here and stand up and give you an apology and say, hey, I'm sorry for what I put you through.
Yes.
And I'm not even sorry that we've lost these games. Why? Because you're terrible. I mean, let's admit that. The roster's terrible.
Yeah, I think we have the worst roster in football. We might.
But he needs to apologize.
And the injuries are killing us right now.
He needs
to... see Quintez Cephas broke his collarbone?
That's fine. I don't mind. He needs to he needs to come down here and apologize for giving you hope. He needs to come down here and apologize. I apologize for Christian. He needs to come down here and apologize for giving you hope. And that's the root of the problem. They storm back in these games, the Lions, they take the lead. You're thinking, oh, they're going to win it. Oh my goodness, it's going to be so much fun. They're going to win. Nope. No. And it's not their fault for losing because they don't have the players to do it. And it's not their fault because, you know, they're not good enough football minds, but, you know, I take that last part back. But it is their fault for giving you hope. And I don't want to see you put through that. I've never seen you know, your energy, your whole vibes, your body language be that bad in my life. And I don't like seeing my friend like that. That's because I'm a great guy.
I appreciate the sentiment behind it.
Thank you. Also, I didn't have a takeaway for this team, but
no,
they're gonna go
no. That was the wrong one.
Yeah,
which one is it?
No, you don't get the prize.
They won. Why can't I?
It's my quarterback.
My fantasy quarterbacks are goated, Mike. You got the floor wiped. I wiped you. I wiped the floor with you. Huh?
I don't care.
Back and forth.
I don't.
Back
care.
And forth.
I don't care.
Back and forth, Mike. I think I beat you by 60 points.
Don't care. Still don't care.
Why don't you care, Mike?
Because,
Mike, you told me before the week that you were going to beat me.
Yeah. Well.
And then you ended up losing by 60.
It's my quarterback.
Stop. Damn it. Why'd you?
Stop.
Wait, is that the one, by the way?
Stop it.
Listen, things just didn't work out for me that day, all right?
How about them but Cowboys?
I still don't care.
I had to.
Mike cares. He's just a big old grump. Like, I destroyed you. And you want to know why? Because guess who my quarterbacks are? Guess who my quarterbacks are? You want to guess? You want to guess?
We all know.
Let me just
you want to guess? Like this. Tom Brady and Justin Herbert are my two quarterbacks. Justin Herbert destroyed the Browns defense, and Tom Brady destroyed the Dolphins defense. And there's really no more that needs to be said about it. They're in the MVP conversation, both my quarterbacks are. Thank you guys for listening to that segment.
I got to address this.
Oh, wait.
But about the Browns, I would say it's because their secondary was absolute buns. But, I mean, a lot of talk was made about Justin Herbert, and he played fantastic. But it was like, it's not like he made like 100 really difficult throws.
Well,
is that fair?
Throw 100 times a game. Doesn't matter. Justin
How
Herbert.
How many difficult throws did he make?
I don't know.
Not many. That's the point.
A lot.
But I thought he played fantastic, and I do think he's in the MVP.
He was the best quarterback on that field.
It was close.
No, it wasn't.
It's close.
It really wasn't. And I
higher completion percentage.
I don't want to do
Baker.
This to you. I don't want to do this to you, but I'm going to have to. So Baker threw for 305 yards.
Yep.
201 of them were after the catch.
That's okay.
No, it's not.
That's just having athletes.
Let's have an athletes.
That means that Justin Herbert had a better game.
It doesn't. He threw to wide open guys. Well, that's
Justin Herbert's still a pimply little bitch, so.
He's, boom, he's that
not pimply
too.
Anymore, and he's not a little bitch. Mike, you're just mad that he single-handedly almost beat your fantasy team.
I straight up don't care about fantasy, at least not this week.
Because you lost. Bam.
No, because I had much bigger and better things to worry about.
No, you didn't, Mike, because you didn't do them. You pussied out, okay? We're moving on to college football. Stop it. Thank you.
We're back.
Oh, no. Oh, it sucks, doesn't it? Right, Obert?
Wait, what?
What is it? Texas really isn't back, are
Texas
they?
Texas is back. Texas is back.
That's so tough.
And I'll get to it,
One
but
team in
back.
Texas might be back.
Over, do you want to start or should I?
You can start.
Okay. My first takeaway is that Spencer Rattler is going to be Penn State's quarterback next year. What? I was going to go with like SMU or something, but he'll garner some Power 5 transfer stuff. Spencer Rattler just got benched for Caleb Williams, and Caleb Williams is a billion trillion times better of a quarterback.
Yep.
Spencer Rattler cannot go to the draft now because he is going to be a maybe seventh round draft pick if he decides to declare. He's going to have to transfer. Penn State loves quarterbacks, and I think that Sean Clifford, I think, is a senior this year.
Yep.
It's gonna have an open spot. You're filled with you got some talent around you. James Franklin's a pretty good coach. I think that Spencer Rattler is done in Oklahoma, and I think he's gonna try out at Penn State and probably take the route of Tate Martell.
Yeah,
that's what it feels like.
He'll certainly start at Penn State based on how their backup quarterback played against Iowa.
It's true,
true, very true, Mike.
I do think he'd lose to Sean Clifford. He's that bad.
Yeah, he's terrible.
Probably.
I hate to say that, and I hate to say this, but Ohio State.
We're back.
Yeah, I hate to say that. I do, but they've done it 2 weeks in a row now. I'll give Mike some props. They beat the holy hell out of Maryland. Same thing for Rutgers. So they're a good team. There's no other way to put it, and I've got a lot of respect for that. That football team. I still think that they've got huge culture problems, and I still think Ryan Day. I still have questions about his ass, and I'll just leave it at that. Just for my inside sources.
November 27th. What happens?
I think Michigan wins that game by 3 scores, just off the top of my head. But
you're setting yourself up for failure.
You don't.
That's just what
you
I
don't
think.
Actually believe that's what that.
I think that. I believe that. I believe that.
With how Ohio State has looked.
Yeah, 3 scores. I believe 3 scores.
And how Michigan has
and
looked.
Keep this in mind. Michigan is at a huge disadvantage this year because, and I'll get into this later, but they don't even have their best player on the field, Ronnie Bell.
Aiden Hutchinson's their best player.
Ronnie Bell.
Ronnie Bell's
all right,
best
on
offensive
the offense.
Player. There you go.
I
don't know. If he would have played, I still think, and he doesn't get enough playing time, he doesn't get enough touches, I still think it might have been Blake Corum.
No.
I think I don't know if we would have thrown
Ronnie
the ball.
Ronnie Bell?
Yeah.
Okay,
I love Ronnie Bell, and we don't use our receivers enough. That's the issue. My number two takeaway is Michigan State. Once again, every time I talk about Michigan State, it pains me. But they're going to be getting some hardware this year, and it's going to come in the form of a Heisman Trophy and a Coach of the Year. Yeah, Kenneth Walker looks like the best damn player in college football right now.
Casey Thompson, but yeah.
No.
Or Blake Corum, either one.
Right now, the race is between Kenneth Walker and Bijan Robinson.
And Hassan Haskins?
No. No. Not even close. And I think Kenneth Walker is far and away. He hasn't played.
Cade McNamara? Really
enough. No.
Michigan center.
Bastardus?
Yes, that guy.
No. And then Mel Tucker's winning coach of the year because nobody thought this team was going to be good. Nobody thought this team was going to be good. And they have blown me away. No, you didn't.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did.
You never said it. Ever.
I put it in my top 25 after week one.
Oh, my God.
I did.
Yeah, before the season, did you say they were going to be good?
I didn't make a top 25, so we'll never know. But I thought it in my head. No, I did. I thought it in my head. I thought, yes, I did.
Yes.
I did.
Bobby is lying, ladies and gentlemen.
No, yeah, this team is Jalen Naylor. I mean, even Peyton Thorne's playing well. This team is really, really, really good.
Best team in Michigan?
They might be.
Next to, of course, like Central.
Come on.
They might be. Look at what they did against Rutgers.
That's so stupid.
And look at what we did. And they went to Rutgers.
Well, that leads me into my second takeaway. Jimmy H finds ways to win games, and that's the important part.
Is that not the important part? He does. Does he or does he not find ways to win games? He
find
does.
Ways to scrape by.
Okay, let's go back. Ohio State every single
Stop!
Year.
Stop.
Every this year he plays at
this
Penn
year's
State.
Different.
Every
this
year
year's
plays
different.
At Wisconsin.
This year, no, this year.
Basically every time he plays Michigan State. What you want me to keep going? I will.
This year, Bobby.
This
here's
year.
A problem. You know
Jimmy
how many
H
times
is finding ways to
this
win
year
games.
Is different, and then it ends up not being different.
How many years did they start out 6-0? How about that? Huh?
One other one.
Boom. Exactly. And that leads me to my point here. Jimmy H, he finds ways to win football games, and is that what matters? That's all that matters. As long
is
as you're winning football games.
Is he going to continue to find ways to win football games?
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably
yeah.
not.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Objects in motion tend to stay in motion. I think Gandhi came up with that.
Unless and acted upon by an outside force.
Outside force being the rest of the
being
Big Ten.
Michigan State, Penn State, Ohio State.
No, but
Northwestern.
If you find ways to win games, you're going to continue winning games. And I believe that in my heart of hearts. And
then why did you pick Texas over Oklahoma?
What? What do you mean? because Oklahoma doesn't
by
have
that,
Jimmy H.
By oh, so it's only Jimmy H.
Yeah, that's why I said Jimmy H finds ways to win games.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and, but your reasoning was that if you find ways to win games, you're going to win games, and you picked Texas to beat Oklahoma. Oklahoma, it's been the team to find ways to win games.
Because Michigan's looked better in Oklahoma, and it's not close. But again, Michigan's going to find ways to win games. They're going to continue to do it. And I think right now I have them at 6. And I don't love that just because I feel like they haven't beaten anybody that's just like huge yet. But
so you're saying
I think right now they're the second or third best team in football. And I believe that.
You think first real test they get?
Oh, they win by 10.
I think
17,
I think
20.
They might lose.
Michigan State this or in 2 weeks, two or 3 weeks.
At Michigan game, State?
I think they won by that game by 2 scores. And I think that's a bad matchup
for Michigan.
Apparently
it's called the Woodshed now.
I think that's a bad matchup for Michigan, and I think they won by 2 scores.
If it's a bad matchup, they're going to lose.
No! I thought Nebraska was a bad matchup. I thought Rutgers was a bad matchup.
No, you didn't.
I think a good matchup for a team like Michigan...
You did pick Rutgers.
Yeah. A good matchup for a team like Michigan is Ohio State. I believe that. And I think that's why they're going to be... And take the... Don't... Mike, don't go. But I think they're going to win that game by 18. That's what I think. 31-13.
In what way is that a good matchup?
Just a gritty, you know,
going against the best offense,
gritty
in the Big
technical football
matchup.
Team, gritty technical football team versus a cocky, arrogant, high flying, talented football team. Michigan being the cocky, no, I'm just kidding. Michigan being the gritty, finds ways to win game team.
Do you
is that fair? I feel like that's fair. Go ahead.
No, not really, but okay.
So they have 6 games left.
Yeah.
What do you think happens the rest of the way?
3-3.
I think that's nonsense, by the way. But I think they win 5 of the... no, I think they win all 6. Yeah, I think they win all 6.
You're going to hate this. Michigan is down to 5 in the in the ESPN FPI ranking.
Who's above them?
Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, Oklahoma.
Alabama. Give me a break. Yeah, I think they beat all 5 of those teams.
Let's see what they... So Northwestern, I'm going to go through... We're going to go through this. Northwestern, they're 95% chance to win.
Yeah, win. Okay. Win.
Michigan State, 53%
ooh, that's
chance
a win.
To win.
FPI says they win that game. That's 8-0.
FPI is not always right. At Indiana... Oh, no.
Yeah.
Home against Indiana, 89%.
Win. That's a win. Check.
Okay.
9-0.
Now, Indiana's a team that usually have some success against.
I don't care. I don't care.
Penn State.
What is that?
50.7.
That's a win. That is a win.
50.7.
10-0.
At Maryland.
Oh, come on. Come on.
87.4%.
Tully is not going to do it.
Ohio State. November 27th.
52%.
12 o'clock p.m. on Fox.
That'll be my guess. What's your guess, Mike? For
I hope it'd be less than 50. Otherwise, I have no.
Well, it's at Michigan, so they're always going to defer to the home team. I'll say 55% Michigan. That's my final.
48.
Michigan?
42.4% Michigan.
What?
Yep.
What?
So that's a loss.
No. All right, FPI, stupid.
He got Michigan State and Penn State wrong too. So,
I think they maybe won one of those games.
God damn
one of those big three games.
Damn it! All right, you go next.
I think it's time. You know what?
They're going to go nuts when he hits this thing.
Ah, give me the freaking Roadrunners, baby. UTSA. Put some respect on their... R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Put some respect on their name. The Roadrunners deserve to be ranked. They're the only undefeated team in college football that's not ranked. The AP poll is stupid. They're stinking. They're dumb. UTSA has won games, right? They've found ways to win games. Haven't they, Obert?
Who's their big one?
Illinois, baby.
What?
Is it not find ways to win games?
It's a huge
find ways to win games against good teams.
It's a great team.
Oh.
Top half of college
football. Rutgers isn't a good team.
Yes. Yeah, that was our worst game of the year.
Rutgers isn't a good team.
Rutgers is in the top half of FBS.
Are they?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think they are.
3-3. Yeah, they are.
That doesn't mean that they're in the top
losses,
half.
And their losses are to Michigan State, Ohio State, and Michigan.
Let's see what the FBI has. Let's see what FBI has.
You're not going to like this, but... Oh, Utsa, they'll probably have them like top 30. Rutgers, I bet they have like top 40. I bet they do. I bet they have Rutgers top 40. The point is this, and I guess this is your takeaway, but Michigan finds ways to win against great teams. Utsa finds ways to win against shit teams.
No, UTSA should be ranked. Why aren't they getting the same treatment as all the other undefeated teams, huh? They've won their games.
Because most people don't know what UTSA stands for.
Iowa State and Clemson are 7-8. Or no, flipped, 8-7.
I hate that.
FPI kind of is weird.
Where do they have Utsa? And where do they have Rutgers?
I'm looking.
Because I bet they have Rutgers top 40. I wouldn't be
Rutgers
surprised.
Rutgers is 60.
60?
Yes.
Still top half.
Utsa 65.
You see what I'm saying?
So is Utsa. Utsa's top half. They are the halfway point.
They're at the exact halfway point.
Yeah. So put some respect on Utsa's name.
FPI's not.
I need to see. But they're 6-0. They've beat Illinois. They've beat some FCS team that I don't know. They beat Middle Tennessee State.
I think they
beat
had another
Memphis.
Good win. Yeah.
They beat UNLV. They beat Western Kentucky.
Western Kentucky, that's a pretty good win.
What more do you want from them? They don't play in a great...
To beat a Power 5 team.
They don't play in a great conference. What do you want from them? They did beat a Power 5 team.
Who was it?
Scheduled Illinois! Stupid... I picked them. I knew they were going to win that game.
How much did they win by? If they won that game by 2 scores, I'll give it
to
them.
They won by 7.
That's not enough. That's not good enough. That's not good enough.
Your hate for UTSA is unjustified.
Well, you hate Illinois.
Why?
Yeah. Illinois is stupid because Brett Bielema is not a good coach.
So it's like, if you hate Illinois, Utsa's biggest win is at Illinois.
Yeah.
How much do you really love Utsa? You can't love him that much.
I absolutely love him. That's why I have him at 18 top 25.
They receive votes. They receive votes.
You need
okay?
to rank them.
They receive votes.
What more do they have to do to rank them? Huh?
Be a branch of the military, I guess. I don't know.
That's true. What if they're 12-0 at the end of the season?
I'll sneak them in at 23.
Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry.
Unreal. You're a disgrace to society.
You're biased.
Who wins, BYU or Utsa?
BYU. BYU.
Okay.
But so, BYU is one of my teams, too.
Okay, yeah, I know. So it's like, how can you hate? All right. So BYU is going to be the group of five team. Well,
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's in the college football playoff, so it can't be Cincinnati. So it's going to be a different team.
Utsa.
Is it Utsa or BYU?
Utsa's going to win out. BYU's already got a loss, unfortunately. It was a tough game to lose.
Yeah. Yeah, that was.
And might even be.
They're not back.
Might even be Coastal.
Might even be Coastal. Yeah, it'll be Coastal, actually. But that's okay.
I'm just saying that you need to have that same energy. Put an undefeated team in the top 25. They've played really well. And Illinois was their first game of the year, too. How about that?
Yeah, and that game actually hurts them. I would put them in if they didn't play Illinois. I would put them in if they didn't play Illinois.
They schedule these games years in advance. What do you want from them?
To beat them by 2 scores.
Unreal.
If they beat Illinois by 2 scores, they're in my top 25. They're receiving votes.
You're unreal.
They're receiving votes.
You're unreal.
If they finish undefeated, they're in my top 25.
You're unreal.
Is that fair?
You're unreal.
That's fair.
You're unreal.
My third takeaway. I demand an apology about Sean Clifford. Demand. Week after week, You said he was the reason for their failure.
It's my quarterback.
It's my quarterback.
I never said he was and the reason for the failure. I just said he was the reason that I didn't trust him.
Exactly. And you should have trusted him because of Sean Clifford. Because as soon as he went out, they suck.
Why didn't he teach the backup to be good at football?
Ah, that's not his responsibility,
yeah,
bro.
It absolutely is. You're supposed to lead. You're supposed to lead. And he didn't lead. Lead by example. Obviously, he didn't do a great job of that because the backup sucked.
That's James Franklin's lead by fault. Example.
And it's not Sean Clifford.
Wide receivers
not.
The time, so.
He did that once. In the only game you watch, Mike, you're biased. And you're unfair.
Every week, Bobby.
He doesn't do it every week. He didn't watch last week. Most we didn't. Weeks. None of us watched. But still.
We watched the second
he
half.
He played fantastic against the Iowa defense as one of the best. He played fantastic against Auburn. I don't know how many guys he overthrew against Auburn. Did he overthrow any?
Yeah, a couple.
Yeah.
Okay, that happens. And as far as the Indiana game, he played pretty well in that game. And they won that game by
probably
three or four scores.
They won 24-0.
Yeah. Yeah.
We didn't get to watch that, but
because Indiana sucks. We watched it, but I think you were at a wedding. Yeah. But yeah, so the point is this. Sean Clifford was the only reason why they were a great team. And it's too bad. It's too bad because he goes out. Penn State could have won that game, and they didn't. And it's frustrating.
It's one of those things where we don't know.
We don't know.
Maybe Penn State closes that out. Maybe Iowa comes back. We don't know.
We don't know.
It's tough.
We don't know. But I'm going to move up Iowa. I will. I'll do that. I absolutely will. But I still think Penn State's a great team. I think you gained respect for Penn State.
I absolutely did. Absolutely. They showed me. This was the game that I needed from them. And I got it.
Can I get an apology about Sean Clifford?
Yeah, Sean Clifford has played a lot better than I thought he was going to. Okay.
That was big of you.
Yeah, I hate apologizing.
Proud of you, Bryce.
I will admit when I was wrong, and I was absolutely wrong about Sean Clifford this year.
Okay.
Especially in the past couple weeks.
My fellow Ginger.
After week one, I was 100% sure I was right. I was like, he was terrible against Wisconsin. But then he started playing better, and really I have no other... I can't say anything about him anymore.
He did play terrible against Wisconsin. We all saw it.
Yeah.
What happens?
Holy flying fart faces. Nebraska is the best 3-4 college football team I've ever seen. Like their schedule has been, I mean, they lost to Illinois, which is inexcusable. Should never lose to Illinois. I don't care what team you are. But after that.
You got to blow out Illinois.
Absolutely. beat them by 7 at least. but after that, Nebraska has played 5 great football games. No, 6 great football games.
Yeah.
And it just so happened that 3 of them came against ranked opponents.
It's so frustrating.
In Oklahoma, Michigan State, and Michigan. And
3 top 10 opponents.
No, I don't think Michigan State was
top
10.
No, I know, but like right now.
Right now, yeah.
There are no our top 3 tens.
It's tough. Scott Frost has finally got his team playing better. Adrian Martinez actually...
I wouldn't fire him after this year.
I don't think you can. It's you'd like to win those games, but this Nebraska team was dead in the water last year. Dead in the water. And they've showed life.
Yeah.
And if they can... We talked about this. If they can go 7-5, make a bowl game, which I think they can, Adrian Martinez is playing really, really good football. Their defense is awesome. Top 20 defense in the country.
Yeah.
They can do it. Oh, I think you watch out for Nebraska next year, even though I think Adrian Martinez is done.
I think I said it after the Nebraska-Oklahoma game. I said this Nebraska team is actually really good.
Yes, you did.
I said watch out for them. They're a really good team. And I also said, I don't know if I said this on the pod, but I said I was most terrified for the Michigan-Nebraska game. And now you're
coming to change that.
No, right? No. And let me say this. Michigan game happened. I don't feel any worse about Michigan. I think you might have.
Sure. Well, we got to be careful because this week could be a trap game.
No, we're going to win that game by 8 scores.
Because of your back curse.
Yeah, no, no. That's done now. That's done.
No, it's 2 weeks.
It's done.
It's 2 weeks.
All right, fine.
I told you that. And but, for Texas, it's multiple weeks.
But the point is this. The point is this. Michigan persevered, survived in a tough atmosphere against a really good team. Agreed? Is that agreed?
Yes, but they shouldn't have been in that situation in the first place. They were up 13-0 and had a total control of that game.
Hey, need a bye week? We got a bye week.
We did need the bye week. It's on Jim Harbaugh for it being that close.
It's on him for the boys persevering and winning that game, though. Right?
Sure.
Right?
I'll give you that.
Okay. All right.
But it's his fault for it even being
close. I thought it would be that close. I thought it would be that close.
When they were up 13-0 and looked dominant, did you think it was going to be that close?
Except but, hold on. They got bullshitted by a call where Cade McNamara was down at the four. That gets in. They're up 17-0. They cruise.
Fair.
They cruise.
Well, it wasn't bullshit.
It was a good call, but
Cade needs to keep his feet.
But it wasn't showing that the it wasn't showing the fact that Michigan should have scored there and didn't. That's the point.
Yeah.
You go? Or is it me? Oh, it's me.
You.
This kind of brings me to my next point. Michigan is 10 points better than Bama.
Or not.
Oof, I know. It's and here, a little bit late, but
when he hits us,
they are 10 points better than Bama. Okay, so let me unpack
13
this.
At least.
So yeah, thank you, Mike. 13 points at least. I know
Bama sucks.
Bama does suck.
Bama would run.
So let me unpack this a little bit because everyone's saying, "Whoa, I can't believe you just said that." Yeah, I said it. Bama looked like buns against A&M, and if you think A&M is terrible, which you do, then you think
so
Michigan would have won that game by 25, and I agree with you.
I would like to hope so.
And I would agree with you. And because of that, I know we can't use the transitive property, but Michigan's 10 points better than this Alabama team.
Yeah, we can't use the transitive property.
You put this game on a neutral field. I watched that Alabama game. Michigan's offense puts up 50 on them because Texas A&M's offense sucks.
Do we know that for sure?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean, we've seen them play the past few games. They played like, I mean, Colorado's defense is terrible, and they put up 10 points against Colorado.
You know what, Bobby?
That's pathetic.
Maybe they'll see each other in a bowl game this year.
Florida's offense isn't that good. They put up some points on Alabama. Alabama, they might see them in a bowl game if Alabama makes the college football playoff, but no other way.
Neither of them are making it, but.
Michigan is. But, yeah, I was really wildly unimpressed with Alabama. I thought they played undisciplined. I thought Bryce Young wasn't making the throws he needed to. I thought the lights were a little bit too bright for him. And that's okay. That's okay. He's a freshman. But, hey, the lights were too bright for him. That's what it is. He's a freshman. Lights were too bright. You know who the lights weren't too bright for late in that game? Caden McNamara and the Michigan defense, who stepped up and played really well to survive a potential huge upset and scare.
You're the reason why people hate Michigan fans. And you're not even a Michigan fan.
What?
Michigan's your third team. You told me that.
Yeah. So?
You're not a diehard Michigan fan.
Diehard.
If it's your third team, you're not a Michigan fan.
All right, fine. They're my second team.
Over Texas. Do the horns down.
No!
Or else it's not
do
true.
It right now.
Do horns down
do
right or it's
now.
Not true.
No!
Do horns down
no.
or it's not true.
No!
Because right it's not true.
All right. It's a difference between I like Michigan more and I like Texas, or I hate Texas, and I don't hate Texas.
Okay, then
I
your
don't
third
love
team.
Michigan.
You don't
Why?
Love Michigan. That's how this works.
If I don't hate Texas, I don't love Michigan. That makes no sense. That
it
doesn't
does.
Make any sense.
It does.
I fundamentally disagree with that. Fundamentally,
okay.
I love Michigan. I'm a Michigan
then
man.
You like Michigan.
I love Michigan. Like I'm a Michigan man.
You're the reason why people hate us as fans.
Okay.
So can you please stop?
No, I don't care.
Because when they do inevitably lose, because they will, it's Michigan football, they will lose a big game.
No.
You're going to have to come on here, and it's going to be an entire episode of you apologizing. Pretty much.
Sure. Sure, if that happens, but it's not going to. I mean, listen.
Okay,
you
heard it here first. Obert has said that he will apologize for 55 minutes.
Let me ask myself something. Would I be saying 99% of this stuff if I didn't really believe it? Absolutely not.
Maybe. I don't know.
Do I absolutely believe in my heart that Michigan is 10 points better than Alabama? Yeah, I do. That's why I wrote it down. That's why it's my takeaway. That's why I said it right here. I believe that. Do I really believe that Michigan's going to go 12-0 this year and beat Ohio State by 18? Yeah, I believe that. That's why I picked 18. I think it's going to be 31-13.
Where do you feel
Can that change in 4 or 5 weeks? Sure. Will it? Probably not. If anything, it'll be Michigan's going to win by 25.
Yeah, where do you feel all these?
My Michigan picks? I feel that in my midsection area, if you know what I mean.
I don't even know what that means.
Where the
okay.
sun don't shine.
My,
you know what I'm
my last takeaway is that this is the year Cincinnati's making the playoffs. A group of five team is getting in. They look amazing. They legitimately look like the second best team in college football right now. And I don't think there's any disputing that.
I would say third best. Depends on
who.
How you feel about Iowa.
But you even said that if Sean Clifford stays in that game, Penn State wins. So Iowa can't be the second best. It has to be Cincinnati.
It could be Penn State. It could be Iowa or Michigan.
or Michigan.
Cincinnati's playing like the second best team in football right now, and it's not even close.
Okay.
They are. And if they played in a better conference, they would be running teams too. It's not. Cincinnati's one of those teams that transcends their conference. If they were playing in the Big 12, they would win the Big 12 easily. I think they're better than Oklahoma. I think they're better than Texas. I think they're better than Oklahoma State. I think they're better than Baylor.
I tend to agree with that.
So
I don't know if they run all those teams, but I tend to agree.
You know what I meant. You know what I meant. They would run the like in terms of...
Yeah, run the table.
Exactly. Since he's making the playoffs this year, they're not going to lose the rest of the year.
Roll credits.
Yeah. But, yeah, I like Cincy, just not as much as you. That's the only difference. My fifth takeaway.
We're back.
Everyone's like, wait, what? Why did he press that? I still think Texas is a great team. Sorry.
Oh my God, no.
I do.
Stop it. Stop
Let
it.
Me say
stop
this.
It.
Oh, this is going to be a crazy argument, but I'm going to make it. And all of my arguments are crazy. I don't care. Do I look like I care? I don't. Texas will win. Big 12 / SEC championships in the next 10 seasons. Whoa, that's a crazy... No, it's not. Okay, Sark has been here for a total of 5 games. This offense is running and rolling with other dudes' recruits unlike anybody else's. My point is this. If, and it's a slightly big if, they can recruit defensively, this is the best team in college football. And I believe that. I believe that. That this is the best team of football in the next 10 seasons, Michael.
No,
ten
you don't.
Seasons.
Oh, okay, so Michigan, Jim Harbaugh just aren't.
Jimmy H is second best. It's kind of like a fight there. So they win 5 Big 12 / SEC championships. Meanwhile, Michigan wins 8. Michigan wins 8 Big 10 championships.
Why are they not winning 10? What happens?
Purdue.
What happens? Oh.
Purdue cracks in there a couple of years. Jeff Brohm gets in there. So
can't we all hope?
So he just outperforms Jimmy in those 2 games?
Yeah. Yeah.
So Michigan's making it to 8 or 10, but they're winning 8. Yep.
Yeah.
And then how many natties?
4. Texas wins 3. Bama wins 1. And Purdue loses in both. Oh, yeah, it's too bad.
So
USC gets 1.
Okay.
And
now we're at
I'm winning
9,
1
right?
more. Fresno gets 1. Okay, so my point is this. The offense looked unbelievable yesterday, or a few days ago. And I don't know why I keep saying this, but whatever. The offense looked unbelievable. And if they can just, and it made me realize, if they can just get some defensive guys, this team can be unbelievable. Because, honestly, the offensive guys, it's like there's some fantastic ones, but it isn't one of the best rosters in football, and still,
so
Steve Sarkisian is calling unbelievable plays. My opinion, he outcoached Lincoln Riley, in my opinion. The problem was the Texas defense is probably the 7th best in the Big 12, and I believe that.
So he needs to recruit, like, Kirk Ferentz or
exactly.
a Paul Christ.
Exactly.
Not like a Jim Harbaugh.
Or Jimmy H. Your problem is you don't think he can develop guys.
He can.
And this year's proving he can.
Is it?
Yeah, it is.
We'll see.
It's been poor coaching hires. That's been the problem with Jimmy H. This
we
year's the year.
We'll see.
And
I hope it
gonna,
is.
They're going to go 12-0 this year, and they're going to make a Big Ten championship. And win it.
Okay.
And make the college football playoff.
Percentage, give it. Percentage, they do all those
95.
Things.
95. Is that
you heard it here first,
realistic?
Folks? In a couple
what
weeks,
happens if
Bobby's going to be apologizing.
Are you going to apologize?
Sure,
right?
I'll apologize. Absolutely.
And you're going to call for Jim Harbaugh's job?
No. Well, it depends on what happens. Listen, if they go 10-2, that's about where Michigan football needs to be. Is that not fair?
That would be the best we've done in
20 years.
Yeah, but it's not good enough.
That's about where they need to be. So if they do that's absolute worst
they
case scenario.
What if they go 9-3?
I don't see that as a possible.
What if they go 9-3?
Who do they lose to?
Penn State, Michigan State, Ohio State.
No.
Nope. Fine. Penn State, Maryland, Ohio State.
Okay, maybe. If they
what? Northwestern, Maryland, Indiana.
Yeah.
Oh, that is
beat
a,
the teams.
That is a twist right
teams.
There.
You got to beat those teams, but that's not going to happen. If he loses to Northwestern, Maryland, Indiana, I'll say, all right, I've had enough, Jimmy H. We can let Jimmy H go part ways.
Even if he finally beats Ohio State?
I would blame some of it on Michigan, but yeah, I mean,
okay.
For
I just wanted to see
being able to win there, but I mean, I don't think that's going to happen.
Okay.
I think 10-2 is the worst case scenario.
Okay, fair.
And even in that case scenario, I don't fire.
That's like a 5% chance that happens, though.
5%, yeah. Not even.
No,
I think there's
like
about
that's like a 1%
chance. Yeah, 1%, 4%, 11-1,
95, 12-0. Big Ten championship. Okay, that's about right.
That's good. Thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you enjoyed. Catch you on the flip. See ya.